Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, Knicks fans? What is up, Barry? Motherfucking D.
What is up, Greg?
All right, this is stupid, man. We had the brilliant idea of maybe doing this entire episode as, what is it, ASMR or AMSR?
Yeah.
AMRS?
ASMR.
Probably in honor of how I fucked my whole day up today by taking a sleeping pill before work. Terrible idea.
Yeah.
You only just realized that taking a sleeping pill first thing in the morning was a bad idea?
I fucking have been fighting my body all day. It's been trying to shut me down. Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
What a fucking week. But before we talk about this week, because there's a lot to get to, fucking Believe would like us to do two ad reads in the first 5 minutes of the show, which I don't know how the fuck that's even possible. We can barely do one in the first 5 minutes. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game, live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world. There's nothing about fucking golf here, Blandy.
Just hitting everything.
Okay, I want you to throw some random drops in there, too. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your fucking phone. That's right, or your tablet.
That's what it says, your fucking phone?
Or your any kind of device that you've got that has internet.
That's some good
ASMR. Is that a bag of chips?
Sorry, I'm just eating my...
Is that for Ian Begley? Bagley?
You just said some random drops, so I hit that.
I think you meant some random drops like of our own show's drops.
Oh, I could do that.
I meant anything, and I actually thought the chips were brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Head to BetOnline today to become a part of the team, and remember to use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, let's talk for a minute. Now we can talk for about 1 minute, and then we'll do another ad read. Okay, so...
That's crazy.
On today's episode, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how this Knicks hat I'm wearing right now saved the Knicks season.
Okay.
It saved the fucking season. And I know you think I'm crazy, and Barry, you don't believe in superstitions.
The season's not even over yet. So if
I've
you didn't
never
tell me
been
it saved
more
the season.
Sure... It was over.
Oh, I know what
you're
talking about.
This hat fucking saved it.
Yeah, you told me. Your deluded mind.
This hat saved it. We're also going to talk about how Blandy bought bulge-enhancing underwear. Congratulations. And we're going to hear all about...
That is not true.
...how much he liked it.
Not true at all, but okay.
He wore it to school and...
You always gotta
apparently,
like,
it was very distracting.
It's not
very distract.
Not even close to being true. But all right.
Hey guys, we've got a great new sponsor.
Ooh, tell us, what is it?
I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports games, who's fast. That's what Cut allows me to do.
Is that really what it says? Who's fast?
Yes. Like, we bet on sports games and who's fast.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
Blandy, I bet you that I'm fast.
How?
I'm just fucking fast. So,
wow.
Give me my money. I win.
See, I would have thought that Jay was fast.
I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like, dumb.
All right, so you're fast and I'm smart then. How about that?
I bet you I'm dumb. Ask me a question.
What is the square root of 100?
4?
You blew it!
Give me my money. Give me my fucking money. Guys, we're going to teach you about a brand new app called Kutt. K-U-T-T. It actually is pretty cool. You can... I'd be winning so much money on Kutt with you. It's easy. Kutt app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states.
Oh, wow.
It has customizable... Almost there, Kutt. You're almost... You've almost conquered all of America.
How many more states do they need then, Craig?
Like three? Three or four?
That's right. That's very good.
Thank you. Pay up. Kutt has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments. No need for Venmo. So, guys, what would you bet your friends on? Because this is basically an app, from what I'm gathering, where you can bet your friends in anything you want. And you put them, you put the odds there, the money there, you exchange the money there.
Oh.
And then who enters at the end? Like who?
So you don't need,
who tells remember, it that, like, who won? Like, I understand you're both putting your money up.
Listen, and I'm going to be honest, but the only way to know is to go to Kutt.
Is to go to it?
K-U-T-T. Download the app. You'll see just how intuitive it really is. We don't even, we might not even need to place a bet. I don't know what I'm talking about right there.
Okay.
This is so groundbreaking that I have no idea what it even is, Barry.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you know by this ad read.
I'm gonna look at it right now.
Guys, what would you bet? Barry, what would you like to bet me on? Who's faster or something else?
No, probably something else. I bet you that I'll fall asleep earlier than you will.
I'm not taking that bet.
I'll give you good odds. It'll be like -1,000 for you, but plus... No, that doesn't make any sense.
Did you and Blandy growing up ever bet each other?
About what?
Sure. I'm sure we did.
Anything.
Probably,
who's fast?
Not like whatever. Money.
Maybe who can hit the most home runs in a home run derby.
There you go.
Maybe who could win like a game of Madden or something like that. You know?
Yes, that's a good one. Well, you could do that all on Kutt. Okay, use our promo code. We've got our own promo code for this, guys. This so show awesome. Your support. Hopefully you're in one of the 40 plus states where you can actually do this. Huh. Believe Hardnicks, one word, BLEAVHARDKNICKS.
So after nobody uses it, we'll lose this ad within like a week or two, right?
No.
Probably.
For a 10% welcome deposit bonus, 10% you get back.
Wow.
It's a win-win.
Don't forget that promo code, Believe Hardnicks. Kutt. Okay, now I want you guys to guess what the tag is. Kutt.
Oh, Kutt, you bet.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's close. Blandy, you want to take one crack at it?
What the tagline is?
Yeah.
Bet your friends.
You bet your ass. Kutt, you bet your ass.
That's not what it is it?
No. Kutt, put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean...
Can you do the bring me the money? Let's make it official.
I can...
Show me the money!
Oh, show me the money.
Or here.
All right.
Here comes the money!
Here we go.
We can do that one, too.
Craig, you know what? I love podcasts where the first 8 of the 10 minutes have been added. Right. They're my favorite.
I don't know what to do. Believe, how are we supposed to fucking do this every week? I bet you guys on the Kutt app that they don't do a fucking thing about it. But it's quite absurd. All right, guys.
You don't
guys.
Know these people, you know.
I don't know who
you're dealing with. I wouldn't make crazy threats.
Cleveland game. 40 seconds into the game. Brunson goes down. When that fucking happened, I thought it was over, man.
Well, I wasn't
it
even...
It was over.
I wasn't watching.
I was devastated.
I was in the car on the way home from my mom's. We had dinner at my mom's, and I pull into the driveway, and your text was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Or whatever it was that you wrote. And I was like, I don't even know what the hell's going on.
I had my head in my hands. Season was over. My daughter kept asking me over and over again for me to scoop her chocolate ice cream. And I was just ignoring. I was in a trance. You know how my wife has a bad shoulder right now?
No, I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
She's getting a surgery on it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
So she can't move one arm like at all. And so she can't scoop ice cream. So she's getting pissed at me because I'm not scooping the ice cream. Then she starts to scoop it. And then I'm like, I'll scoop the fucking ice cream. Do you have any idea what just happened? Do you even know?
Oh, what a horrible time.
It's over. This is all over. And my daughter's right there. I'm like, gives a fuck about the ice cream. It's you don't understand.
You
the
can't scoop ice cream at a time like that.
Done.
Plus, scooping ice cream is an enjoyable feeling. Usually it's celebratory. Yeah. I can't imagine being that sad with the unknown and seeing that happen to Brunson and then scooping ice cream. It doesn't go together.
I was fucking crying, man. I can't scoop you the fucking chocolate ice cream right now, okay? Does anybody understand what just happened in this game? I'm watching Brunson walk off the court with his fucking foot dangling from his leg.
I can hear it in your voice.
Cares about is her ice cream.
You're back there right now. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm back there.
And all she wants is her stupid ice cream.
The stupid fucking chocolate ice cream. And I'm like, fine, I'll fucking scoop the fucking ice cream. I'm scooping it. He's going off the court. I'm like, you guys, it's over. It's over. Give the ice cream to my daughter. I'm like, oh, fuck. I go into the... Then I go from the kitchen to the couch. I'm like, I just need to be alone. I need to be alone. I'm going to lay on the couch. We're such fucking babies. Guys, we are such babies. I go lay on the couch. Like, and this is prime, like, my wife, half of her body's immobile. She's in a lot of pain. And I'm like, I gotta go lay on the couch. Leave everybody, leave me alone. I go on the couch and I'm like, I just need to be alone and watch this game. I didn't know what to do. I was like grieving on the couch. Then my daughter comes over and she sees that I'm so sad. She's like, don't you want to wear where's your lucky Knicks hat? You need your lucky Knicks hat. And I was like, yeah, go get me it. I guess it can't hurt, right? And then I realize that I haven't worn my Knicks hat since the Lakers game where they snapped their 9-game winning streak.
I thought you wear that every day. I thought you wear that beanie everywhere.
I stopped wearing it. I went on a work trip. I got a non-Knicks winter hat, and I've been wearing it ever since. The day the Lakers came.
So it's your fault.
And I realized this. And I'm remembering, like, holy shit, at that point, we were 3-8 since I stopped wearing my Knicks hat. So I'm like, yeah, go get it. Go get it for me. It would make me feel better. I put it on my head. She gets it. Put it on my head. Suddenly, the Knicks start beating the shit out of the Cavs. Start hearing rumors that might just be a fucking the PR report comes out. Brunson is questionable to return. YouTube doctors. I didn't even know there were legitimate YouTube doctors, but they're posting videos about how some nerve might have just been hit and he got a dead leg. And it all turned. Once I put this fucking thing on my head. So congratulations to me
and all of you. Look at that.
This fucking thing save the season, and I haven't taken it off since.
Where was it last night?
I was wearing it.
Oh, well, so last
did anybody go work. Down with a season-ending injury?
No. Is that how the no. mysterious lucky hat works?
But do you know I think what? We're going to suddenly win all the games when we've got nobody fucking playing? No, but...
You know what also didn't go down?
Season
any,
is saved.
Any three-point shots yeah. or any real shots in general. Nothing went down.
The hat saves its powers for only the important stuff?
But we were in it.
Yep.
We battled back.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I mean, come on. It's a, I know nobody likes it. A loss is a loss and a win is a win, but these losses are fucking wins lately. Barry, how are you feeling after the whole Brunson thing? Have you recovered? You kind of had, I think, feel like you experienced it differently.
Not that differently. I had the game on DVR because I was like finishing up dinner. So I was probably... Yeah, so anyway, I got the text from you. So then immediately I went to Twitter to see a replay of it, and I saw it. And then I went to my DVR to rewind it to see everything happen in sequence. And yeah, it looked really fucking bad. You know, when he was down for the length of time he was down, and then when they tried to help him off the court and he takes that second step and his ankle looks like fucking rubber, it looked fucking horrible. I wasn't suspecting yeah. a knee contusion. It didn't look like there was any contact, you know, at the time we were watching it. And then my dad called. He heard. He's like, what happened to Brunson? And I explained to him. I said, he's probably going to be out for the season. The season's probably over. You know? And then, like you said, you find out he's questionable. And then, I mean, the great news, you find out it's just a knee contusion. You know, and he'll be back within a couple of games. You know, from the looks yeah. of the injury, it might not have even just been this season. It could have been all of next year. So, you know, you go right. from the thoughts of a year and a half of misery for what you had in the palm of your hand, which was a winning Knicks team finally that can go places, to now two lost seasons in a row. So, yeah, it was pretty big swing of emotions. And then for the team to do what they did to cap it off like they did, you know, was a lot.
The next day, when like well, after the game, you heard that Tibbs say that the X-ray results were negative, right?
Yeah.
That was great news. Of course, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be embarrassing for my family when tomorrow morning, I'm like, oh guys, by the way, Brunson's totally fine. He's okay. There's,
after
sorry.
What you went through with the ice cream.
They're never going to believe me again.
And meanwhile,
and so the next day,
meanwhile,
I did
their
have
ice cream was miserable. They didn't even enjoy their ice cream. You know, it was like, it tasted like ice cream with tears. You know, their own tears after what daddy just put them through.
Unreal. But like we said, there's not much reason to talk about these games. Blady, how is the, did it enhance your area?
Oh, you're back on the underwear, bro?
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. We'll hold off. Let's wait. Let's keep people waiting.
Okay.
Blady, how have you recovered from the Brunson game?
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't see it live. So in the, you know, I had to go like Barry did to Twitter to see it. And then I put the game on. Obviously I was concerned. I was also just pissed because 47 seconds into the game, my parlay had been destroyed. And so I was worried about my money. Yeah. Oh, Brunson's
so
knee also, but my money too. My money went right out the window a minute in, but listen, they played a really good game and then followed it up with a pretty shitty game.
Don't you feel like when you watch these games, people don't really give the Knicks credit for just how little they're playing with?
What do you mean? Who's not giving them credit? Knicks fans?
Well, did you see the, I mean, I know this, you're going to laugh at this person, but did you see the tweet from Mark Berman the next day?
No.
Oh, yeah. That they were missing Donovan Mitchell?
He's like, yeah, weren't they missing Donovan Mitchell? Like, they have fucking their whole team, though, other than Donovan Mitchell.
Exactly. So you take out Mitchell, you take out Brunson. There you go. Now they,
yeah,
you know, those
on top of that, we got no OG, no Mitch, no Randall.
Yeah, missing four of their starters.
It's not like they were missing Mitchell. It's not like they were missing Mitchell and Jared Allen and Darius Garland and Max Strus, you know.
That's what's going on now.
And it's just always great to get one against Cleveland because of the, you know, the playoffs last year. And to, you know, to keep beating up on them, show them who's boss, show them who owns who. And they may be above the Knicks in the seedings right now, but they can't beat the Knicks.
I'm sorry, they've got no chance. They've got no fucking chance.
Well, they're kind of in our situation now too, because Mitchell is out, Mobley is out indefinitely, Max Strus is injured, so they're missing like three or four. They're missing like 3/5 of their starting five, also. So who knows what they're gonna do?
And now we've got OG, Mitch, and Julius all back with the team, which is exciting, right?
Now?
Now.
What do you mean now?
They're back with the team.
Oh, like with
the
team.
They're not playing.
Oh.
They're traveling.
Yes.
They're on the bench. Was Mitch on the bench? Did you see Mitch on the bench?
I've seen Mitch on the bench, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I didn't see him. But we're getting close. It was so crazy, but going back to the injury.
It's getting gross.
It's getting gross, and I'm getting fucking close. And that's what was so devastating about me is that we were so close to getting everyone back. And then Brunson was going to drop out and...
Right.
You know, it would have still been interesting getting OG, Julius, and Mitch back with... I guess fucking Alec Burks taking us through the playoffs as the starting point guard, but... I think we're a matter of what do you think, weeks from getting everyone back or days? I think
by the end of March, they said.
Still the end of March.
It is weird that all three of them are like destined to come back at the same time, even though their three issues kind of popped up at different points.
I think we said last week they'll get like 8 to 10 games all together with like the full team before the playoffs.
Well, hopefully that's probably best case scenario. Best case scenario.
Blandy, let's play a voicemail or two.
Okay. Well, there's only two, so.
So let's do two.
Does it matter which one I do first? There's a shorter one and a longer one. But you didn't label them like usual, so.
Let's hear Ralph. Ralph called in one time. He's the short one.
Okay.
Hey, Nick Land.
Try it again.
Nick Land.
The Knicks beat Cleveland. And they win the season record. Josh Hart was awesome. And I even like those female ESPN announcers.
Yeah, great. I like females.
Well, you're female. I like you.
I said we.
We like females?
Anyway, you may not play this because I know how you all are.
Oh.
Whoa. Hold on a second. What was that? Did you catch that?
You know how we all are?
Wow. Ralph going all in on us there. Hold on. Let's go back there. Hold on.
I said we.
Anyway, you may not play this because I know how you all are, but this was a good game.
Up and in on us on that one.
That hurts.
Wow.
No mention of Brunson, which is odd.
Well, after what game was this?
It was a Cleveland game.
Oh, yeah. He said Knicks win, yeah.
Oh, maybe he'd gotten word by the end that it was going to be okay.
Janie was asking him to scoop ice cream for her when it happened. And so he didn't want to relive that moment in the phone call.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe.
It's possible.
How about Josh Hart? You know, Ralph mentioned
let's talk
him.
About Josh Hart. Holy fuck.
Guy's an animal.
It's been awesome. 7 straight games now, over 40 minutes for Hart.
They're going to wear him down, though. That's the problem. He was worn down against Atlanta.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? it's probably not even from being tired, like literally tired. It's just to play with the high intensity and effort that he does game after game. That alone is mentally exhausting, even without the actual fatigue. You know, to be locked in for every single minute with some of those games, trying to dig out from holes a lot of the time, and most of them you know that there's no chance you're going to even win. That's exhausting. You gotta give the guy credit.
What did they say the other night? He's got 3 triple doubles this year, which is the most for any Nick 6'4" or under since Clyde in I think the '70s.
Yeah.
Yes. It was funny. I don't know if you saw the post game for that game, but Frazier was like, "Congratulations, Josh." And he's like, "What? For what?" It's like, "For beating my record tonight."
Yeah,
and Josh, you could tell Josh was like, "What the fuck kind of record could I possibly have beaten tonight of Clyde Frazier's?"
Yeah.
But they didn't explain it. He was like, the most triple doubles. Clyde was like, "The most triple doubles. This should have been your game." Because he couldn't have been more like not specific. He's like, "What record? The most triple doubles." Okay. It's the most triple doubles by a Nick under 6'4" in a season. It's the most obscure, stupid fucking record.
All right. Well,
yeah, it is kind of silly.
It's you know, not that even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
The best
congratulations, Josh Hart, for being the Nick under 6'4" with the most triple doubles in the season.
Yeah, we're gonna get that made for you on a plaque. Hopefully, they don't charge by the letter.
I think the best part was that sidestep 3 from the corner at the end, and then he like messed with Donovan Mitchell's necklace. Chain there.
Yep, yep.
Nice,
fantastic.
Yeah, he said never shot that in a game. He always practices that shot, but he never shoots it.
Ballsy move right there, man. Just a dagger and then just
he has been shooting better. I mean, that's the other thing. Forget about all the fucking rebounds, which, by the way, 10-plus rebounds in 13 out of his last 16 games. But the shooting, after he said on his podcast that his shit is broke, since then, he's been shooting over 38% from 3 over his last 12 games, which is a far cry from 33%, which is where he is on the season, and better than his career numbers from 3, which is 34.7. He's been doing everything.
Part of the reason we were in that.
This last game, he didn't play well. But
I don't think he had no points at the half, right? I mean, that's part of the reason why we were in the hole that we were in. But he barely even took any shots, I think, in the first half.
All the guys were missing that first half.
Like, can we know
Dante.
We've only
Dante
won.
Was hitting everything yesterday.
What? Dante.
By the way,
he's 57 from 3.
We know we've only won like 4 of 13 games, but without Josh Hart, we'd probably be like, 0 wins in our last 13 games. So like all this, how well he's been playing, how hard he's been playing could save us a playoff spot in the end, just with how long all these guys have been out.
Yeah.
Because like we said last week, they are sort of teetering. What are we at now, Barry?
The Knicks are sitting in fifth place with the same exact record as Orlando probably doesn't include. I think they updated it.
And who's 4? Is it Milwaukee?
So it is no. Milwaukee's in second, half a game ahead of Cleveland.
We're a half game behind Orlando right now.
Right, because they just won. So they're in fourth. We're in fifth. The Heat are in sixth. Philadelphia's in seventh. Indiana's an 8. And
we're one
again,
game
between
out
4
from the
and
plane.
8. Yeah, which sucks. Yeah, I don't want to be in that situation.
All right, what's the next voicemail we got, Blandy?
Next one here.
What up, boys? Totepe calling after the last podcast. I'm the car driver. That's what I love about you guys, though, man. That was totally entertaining. Even though the fucking team has been anything but entertaining to watch the last couple of weeks. Love the opening segment, Craig, about your underwear. Actually, had gotten a pair of those bamboo ones from Amazon, and they're fucking incredible. So light and airy. But after 2 decades of wearing boxer briefs, I actually bought boxers because at my age, boys are a little low and they need more room to breathe. But based on your recommendation, I'm going to try the boxer brief versions of bamboo too, see if that helps. segment about which body part you'd sacrifice for $10 million was pretty fucking funny too. And I think for the Potty Awards, you guys should submit all your best shit story segments. Seems appropriate. Anyway, hoping the boys can avoid any injury. Not looking forward to this Cleveland game. They're probably going to get spanked, but cross our fingers.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hoping to avoid any injury, and you're about to watch the Cleveland game? Wow.
Yikes. Look at that. It's like he could just feel it. He can just sense it.
Yeah.
Do you think the Knicks will bring Brunson back as soon as he's ready, or will they hold him out until everyone's back?
No, they don't bring him back.
You kind of want him to hold.
These games are so important.
No, no way. But as soon as he's ready to go, he's going.
But haven't you been feeling like he's been bordering on injury for a while? Like, I feel like we've gotten lucky quite a few times with Jalen.
Bordering on injury.
Of course.
There's no reason to think that, though.
But the ankle turns, he has been getting closer and closer to an injury.
Because he's been attacking the basket more so since Randall went down. And the more that you're doing that and going into traffic, he's going to get knocked around a bit.
Yeah, and maybe don't use your body like a wrestling dummy all the time taking charges.
That's not even where he gets injured.
Lay off that a little bit. Well, you don't know how he's going to injure. He's not a frail guy. He's a strong guy.
That's not where he's getting injured, though, lately. But yeah, that's obviously the most susceptible time of the game where he might. But it seems like on offense, when no one else is down there, obviously some guys have picked up the slack, like Dante and Hart and some games, Bojan. But at times, he feels like he has to do everything by himself, and he's trying so hard to shake his guy.
Yeah, and guys are closing in on him.
The paint.
Yeah, and then he ends up in the paint around all these guys. You're right. There's more of a chance of a foot that he's going to step on when he comes
I get so nervous every game. There was a play a couple weeks ago where I thought he turned his ankle like three times in one play, and he didn't, but it looked like he kept doing it. But Blandy, you tried the briefs, the boxer briefs, right?
I did.
I inspired you to try the bamboo.
I went right to Amazon and I typed in David Archie. And, you know, then there was some text back and forth between me and you about like which kind, because there's a bunch of different kinds, which truthfully, I can't really tell what the difference.
It's impossible. That's why I bought so many pairs.
So I ended up buying a 3-pack of the ones that you said you bought. And then I got, basically for the same price, a 6-pack of David Archie ones that, honestly, they just showed up today. I really don't know how they're any different than the first three that I got. I really am not sure. But let me tell you, I put them on yesterday, the first three that I got. I put on a pair, and I felt like I had nothing on. Like it's like you're not even wearing underwear.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm in the middle of another ad read.
It's just, they were so light. Yeah, there was like nothing.
Are you being sarcastic right now?
No, no,
no.
I'm being serious. Like, it felt like I had not even put anything on my body.
Now, let me ask you, had you,
or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Okay.
Before Craig told you about these last week, had you thought about, you know, I don't love my underwear. Had that been a thought of yours?
I have some boxers and I have some boxer briefs. The boxer briefs are Under Armour, like I said, but even though they're like wick, they're supposed to like wick the sweat and stuff. In the summer, it's still, you get a little hot.
So Craig sold it well when he was talking about it.
But like, it's not.
Can I ask you, before you get too far away from wick the sweat?
Okay.
Because I was running into this when I was trying to find underwear. What does that mean to be moisture wicking exactly?
Like, it's supposed to, instead of like absorbing the moisture, it's supposed to just kind of like run off of it.
Where does it go, though?
No. Like it takes it through the jersey material and then it expels it out. It wicks the moisture to keep you dry. It's like a cycling jersey.
So I've never had moisture. I don't really do moisture wicking of things.
My undershirts are like that.
It doesn't like, it absorbs it still. It doesn't.
Doesn't soak it up, though. Like, it's not going to get wet.
Right.
That's the whole point of a moisture wicking thing.
But how does it get rid of it? Where does it go?
It breathes. The material breathes. So it's porous.
Which allows it to dry?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, Blandy. So what's the...
I wore a pair today. They've got the pouch, which I was like, at first I was like, is it really a pouch here? But no, there's like a pouch that you got to kind of like put them in, you know, to, and they're just,
and it's
very
nice,
comfortable.
That pouch, right? Like,
yeah,
you're not rubbing against yourself. You're right. Boys, your ball.
I think the real test will be the summer when it starts to get hot, just to see how light and airy it is then. Cause you know, right now it's really not that hot. So it's not, but I gotta say, I was impressed. I'm impressed.
And you've just been wearing Under Armour forever, and now you're a changed man.
That, and then my boxers are usually like just from the Gap and stuff like that.
And does your wife enjoy the new underwear?
I don't think she gives a shit one way or the other, truthfully.
Well, you
showed weren't like showing it off?
Well, when I put on the first pair, sure.
No comments?
Did she know? Did she say, wow, that is a great ball pouch?
No, no. I told her about the ball pouch.
And did she even know that was a thing?
No, she doesn't. She did not know that. I did talk to people at work about it, though, women at work.
Wow. And what? Women at work?
Well, all I work with is basically women. Okay. I mean, I work in a school. And one of them was like, yes, I know all of, like, she knew all about the ball pouch.
Really?
Yeah. She's like,
Did you show them it?
No. She's like, yeah, that's a thing. And I was like, I'd never even heard of that before. But she had.
Did they know about the enhancing version? Did that not come up?
I did not tell them about the bulge enhancing ones. No. I kind of feel like Barry did last week. At this point in our lives, do we really need to worry about that? who cares?
No, it's just interesting. Well, I'm glad you're on the Archie train. We need a promo code for that for us.
We should look into that. I wonder if we
can
do that.
Knicks fans, we deal with so much in our lives just by being Knicks fans. If you could take one, if you could make one thing perfect, get the David Archie ball pouch underwear. Take that one complication out of your life. Barry, you're next.
You should give it a shot. Like I said, though, there's a lot of different ones, and you don't know what the fuck is the... Although the only thing is, what's weird about them is, some of them come, you got to be very careful. Some are no fly, and some are fly. Why you would get them with no fly, I have no idea. But a lot of them...
I don't use the fly. Some people don't use the fly, Landy.
But yours have them, you just don't use them?
I would have preferred to get them without the fly, but I couldn't find the ones I liked without the fly, so I have it with the fly.
You'd rather just pull everything down.
I just pull them down. Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
I go over the top.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm not alone. They wouldn't make no-fly underwear if nobody
does. Obviously, yeah, I know. I don't feel comfortable with
Blandy was like, which ones did you buy? And I'm like, you know Blandy, he's got to ask 100 times. So I send him the link. These are the ones. Later in the day. Are these the ones you bought? No, those are not the ones.
That's just my OCD, man.
I sent him a link to like these three. It's a three-pack. They're all black, gray top. Later in the day, are these the ones? And it's like a pack of green, blue, yellow, just like different color ones. Nothing like it. Like, no.
I did not get the three pack of black, though. I ended up getting one's black, one's blue, and one's gray.
Yeah, get whatever colors you want.
Yeah. And then the ones that I got today that are slightly different, the six pack, there's like a green, there's like a light blue, there's a darker blue. I went, you know, for the whole spectrum.
When I was trying to figure out which ones to buy, you have to like study the differences. Yeah. It's like it says, this one says has a 3D pouch.
Right.
I don't even, what does that fucking mean, a 3D pouch?
I guess that's the bulge enhancing, isn't it?
I don't think so. All right, guys, you all hear that music.
Oh.
Sorry.
That came out of nowhere.
This news segment is sponsored by David Archie. Go get your ball in a pouch.
Okay. Not much going on here, so that's good. We'll do this quick. First off, and I only bring this up because it does... or probably will have an effect on the Knicks, is that Kelly Olynyk, who had just been traded from Utah to Toronto at the trade deadline, just signed a multi-year contract extension on Monday with the Raptors, 2 years, $26.25 million. And the reason why that's important for us is because what does that do for our negotiations with Hartenstein at the end of the season when you consider Olynyk is 32, I think, and Hartenstein's what, 24, 25? And so this kind of sets the market for a guy of Hartenstein's skills, because now Hartenstein has a number to maybe look at and try and beat. So we'll see. Andrew Wiggins is back with the Warriors. I told you about that last week. Only missed four games this year. Last year, he missed a whole lot more than that. No idea why he missed, just that it was a family thing, but he's back. And then just two injuries to report. Evan Mobley is likely out for an extended period of time because of the ankle that he rolled in the game yesterday against the Celtics. I don't know if – I know, Barry, you saw it. Craig, I don't know if you did. He an uncontested dunk. It was just him in the lane, dunked it, and somehow came down and rolled his ankle and was in a lot of pain. It was, in a game that they were losing by 23, right? I think, and then they came back to beat the Celtics by one. Mm. And then the only other one is Jacob. How do you pronounce this dude's last
Toppin.
Name? Toppin. No. Poeltl? 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 The guy in the Raptors? Poeltl? Is out indefinitely after undergoing surgery on the little finger on his left hand. I looked for salacious stuff. The only thing I did see, though, actually, which I have not seen on any major media thing. I don't know if either one of you have heard this. Kevin Garnett, apparently, on his podcast recently. Shit, who was he talking to?
Paul Pierce?
Was it Paul Pierce? And they were talking about Bronny James, and somehow they got on LeBron, and Kevin Garnett made a comment about how LeBron is on that new Balco juice.
What?
If you
really?
Remember, Balco, Bay Area Lab Corps, which is where Barry Bonds got all of his steroids from. And he kind of made passing reference to the idea that maybe LeBron is playing as well as he is because he's taking some kind of performance-enhancing drug.
You read this or you heard it?
No, no. I heard it and I read it.
So he wasn't saying, because I didn't see this, but
he definitely said it.
He wasn't joking, like how strong he is and how old he is. Like he's on that Balco juice.
Like joking Balco around. Juice.
Let's
like
see.
Balco, I know. It sounds like he, that's what it sounds like to me.
I'd have to hear it, I guess.
Does Balco, after all that, it's still in
no,
business?
It's not around anymore. Let's see if I could find it.
Did he save some
while
juice
discussing
from when it was
the topic
around?
With Paul Pierce, he didn't cite age, size, or experience. Instead, he said, when talking about Bronny, his dad on that Balco, he on that new juice. While it was a seemingly throwaway line, it's not the first time a conversation around James and PEDs
where did
has
this
come
appear?
Up,
where did who wrote this?
It was what?
It wasn't like USA Today or AP,
no,
right?
That's what
it was
I'm
probably
saying.
Some
it
stupid
hasn't
fucking
been,
heavy.com or some bullshit.
But it hasn't been picked, but it did happen.
Deadspin.
Like, there's
I
the audio
it happened,
of it.
But I don't think that I don't think he was being serious.
I don't
think
know.
This is a fucking
Wait,
article that
on.
Takes people's words.
Let's listen.
Bronny get a bucket on Bron right now?
Yeah, he can get a bucket on
no
Bron
way.
Right
nope.
now.
Nope.
Yeah, he can get a bucket.
No way. Nope.
Now he can get a bucket on
Bron
his dad
averaging
right now.
25.
No, I didn't say he ain't. I don't care what he's doing, but he ain't sliding playing at that defensive level.
25?
Like,
nah. Lord, 25? You still? Lord, he dunking? He's still dunking the ball with?
I'm saying that Bronny can get a bucket on Bron.
I'm saying he can't. One rollout, get a bucket.
Three dribbles?
No way.
He can get a bucket on.
No.
Man, come on. That little dude explosive, bro.
He is, but you seen his dad? His dad on that Balco.
Yeah,
he on that new juice.
He sliding like he used to.
Man, bro.
Oh.
Mm.
I don't know.
No laughing when he said it. But he put that out there. But it hasn't been picked up by any major media outlet that I saw. But I thought I'd throw that in there at the end. And that's the way the basketball bounces.
All right, that's going to do for today's show.
Do we want to address anything
Blandy's
else?
Blandy's on that Balco juice. Blandy looking big.
That's... Oh, Yeah,
Landy, are you wearing the underwear right now?
I am.
Can I get a peek at it?
No. No, you cannot.
Nope. What did you want to address in the clothes?
No, I said I wanted to know if there was anything that you wanted to address.
Is there anything we want to address?
Nothing we wanted to bring up.
What do you mean, is there anything we want to address? Bring up news-wise?
Oh, if there was just anything we wanted to talk about.
What the fuck
about?
Is he talking about? Is there something that we want to be talking about?
No.
No, I just thought I'd ask if you wanted to bring something up.
Did I forget to talk about something today? Barry, why are you laughing?
Barry, do you at least know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I was hoping that we wouldn't talk about it.
Okay.
Right. What is
we
it?
We don't need to address it.
Is it something from me?
Oh, no. What no, I think he's
Barry?
Talking about the end of the last show.
What happened at the end of the last show?
Clams.
I love lasagna. It's one of my favorite dishes. Is it not? Oh, do you not love a good lasagna?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm an Italian man. Of course I do.
Who do you think makes the best lasagna that you've ever had?
My grandmother. May she rest in peace. Incredible Italian cook.
Mm. Better than Michael Jordan's lasagna? He makes a good lasagna.
I never had Michael Jordan's lasagna, but I can guarantee you that if he did, it wasn't as good as my mom's. I mean, my grandmother's.
Mm.
You like eating lasagna, Craig?
Have you ever had pastitsu?
No, what's that?
What's pastitsu?
It's like Greek lasagna.
It's basically Greek lasagna. Feta?
It's the Greek's version of lasagna. No, I don't think there's feta in there.
So what is in there?
It's just a Greek version of lasagna.
So it's just a Greek person who makes lasagna?
Yes, pretty much, and it's called pastitsu.
What ingredient is in it that makes it Greek lasagna?
It's essentially the same thing.
So how the fuck is that Greek? Have you ever had Jewish lasagna?
Obviously, there's a difference with Greek lasagna. They obviously use at least one different
thing. It's the same exact thing.
To make
Barrett.
It a Greek. That's like Italian it's cheesecake and New York cheesecake. They're essentially the same thing, but they're not the fucking same thing.
Well, that's a little different because of the cheese thing. That's used. It's two pasta. There's some cinnamon spiked meat in there. And there's different herbs and stuff that's used because it's Greek, not
Italian.
Do they use a
feta instead
herbs
of a ricotta?
And spices. No. No, there's cheese sauce
it's
in there.
Still
there's
mozzarella
no feta or anything.
And ricotta?
Like I don't know if it's mozzarella, but it's definitely not. It's not feta.
That'd be gross. Gross.
But,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's essentially just it's their version of lasagna.
Do you eat
how many
lasagna?
Different, how many different. Oh, how, I was going to ask Barry, how many different kinds of lasagna have you eaten?
Oh, you know. I mean, not that many. But anyway, I was going to ask you, do you eat lasagna any time of the month?
What?
Or is there like a certain time of the month that you don't want to eat it?
Okay.
Like for religious or whatever.
No, I think it's a meal you can have whenever.
Correction. There is feta in it.
Mm.
Ooh, okay.
I was wrong on that. Wow.
Yeah, something's got to make it Greek.
I did not. Well, I told lasagna. You the spices and stuff.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, wow, there is feta. No thanks, I pass. I pass on that.
So you've never had it?
No, I've watched people eat it, but I've never eaten it myself.
It's a weird thing to say when we're talking about lasagna. Have you guys had Greek lasagna?
Well, I'm just asking.
Meanwhile, you haven't had Greek lasagna. Didn't you make it sound like he's eating Greek lasagna?
Almost like it was a known fucking thing.
Was that
maybe not everybody's tried it, but everybody knows.
No, but I work with a bunch of Greek people.
When did you try Greek lasagna?
I work with a bunch of Greek people.
You ever have Jamaican lasagna?
I don't think that's a thing. See, now you're just...
What do you think about the latest Knicks Twitter war?
What's the latest
one? Between Anthony Donahue and State.
State from
Farm? I don't know if I saw
it. Or whatever it is?
So, I didn't see it.
Isn't that the same guy that... Nick's homers had an issue with?
I don't know. We can't keep track of all the Twitter battles. But since we're talking about lasagna, So this is so fucking stupid. And I wasn't there from the beginning, so I'm only picking up on it later on. But a state had an issue with Anthony Donahue because he only recently in the past few years had a chopped cheese sandwich.
Oh, I saw that.
Which I must admit,
yes.
People are crazy on there. I've never had a fucking chopped cheese sandwich. What does that mean?
Me neither.
Like, yeah, do I know what it is?
I eat a lot of different
food. But we also don't live in the city. Isn't it more of like a city thing?
I mean, I used to live in the city, but I never had a chopped cheese. Like, it's that big of a deal that the guy hasn't had a chopped cheese. It means he's less of a Knick fan or less of a New Yorker. And then Anthony Donahue somehow gets word that State has never had a cannoli in his life.
I saw that.
And he's like, how could you mock me for not having chopped cheese? You haven't even had a cannoli.
He had to have what cannoli is explained to him. He literally was explaining to him what a cannoli actually is. Mm. He's like, I just don't understand what it even means.
Lasagna, cannolis, chopped cheese. Oh my.
I caught all that.
Fucking
something. I remember when Twitter wars were only about the coach and minutes. And like, you know,
that's
Cam
still
Reddish.
Going on too.
You can't be a Knick fan unless you eat certain foods.
Yeah, that was weird. How could you never have a cannoli though? You live in New York City, you never had a cannoli? How's that possible? You didn't even know what it was.
You starting shit with him now too?
It's a cannoli.
I could see why some people might not know what a cannoli is.
In New York City?
It has nothing to do with New York City.
I've had plenty of cannolis here on Long Island because
of the massive Italian population in New York City. That's why. And in Italian bakeries, like, cannolis are everywhere.
I'm just saying, I understand. I've had a cannoli. They might be everywhere. You can't fathom that someone doesn't know what a cannoli is.
I find it hard to
believe. Not like that. It's not that mainstream or popular.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What if we can get him on this show and ask, like, quiz him on desserts?
Well, I would say, like, maybe if somebody was, like, under the age of 20, maybe they never had one or knew what it was. But if you're an adult person, it's something you would know.
How could you not know what it is?
That's my favorite dessert, by the way.
It's spectacular.
It's one of mine, too. Yeah.
When the shells are coated in chocolate?
I hate that. Oh, that's terrible.
No, just powdered sugar.
Just
some chocolate chips on the end of the cannoli cream.
No, chocolate chips.
Yes, please.
What?
I'm a purist. I just want the shell, the cream, and sugar.
When they are a fresh, flaky.
Where's the best place you've had? What's the best cannoli you've ever had?
I used to get them at every restaurant. If I was ever at a restaurant and it was on the dessert menu, I would get one because they were that good.
Have you had them in Boston?
Carmine's in the city, I think.
Have you had the cannolis in Boston?
Carmine's in the city, I think, is where I had my favorite ones.
Dude, the filling of my wedding cake.
Boston is the best one.
The filling of my wedding cake was cannoli cream.
Yes, I had that too.
It wasn't buttercream or any of that other stuff.
That's what we had.
Nice. And my dad got all upset. My dad got all upset when he heard that we ordered that wedding cake.
What did he want in there? Like gefilte fish?
Cannoli cream?
Was he anti-Italian?
No, he didn't like cannoli cream. I said, but that's what we like, you know? So we wanted to get the wedding cake that we wanted. It's not like he's paying for it.
When you buy now just the tub of the cream and they give you the cannoli chips and you dip it like you're dipping chips in salsa, that's a genius idea.
I have a question. Is a cannoli, you know, because of the cream and the cannoli, is that another word? Is that another Is that slang for penis? Maybe. Should we start?
You could probably get away with it.
What do you think
if you
about
were Italian
starting,
and you were talking about
what do you think about
cop?
Me starting a new Twitter page, new Twitter handle, Craig's Cannoli?
I mean, if you want to, go for it.
That could go right up against some of the best Nick's Twitter handles with foods. Craig's Cannoli. And if someone were to make a comment about what does that mean exactly, I would not take offense. All right, guys, until next time.
Oh, that's it?
This cannoli is hard. It is a heart.
Man.
Nick's. Oh, sorry. I'm taking it away from you guys. It is a hard Nick's
life.
It's a hard Nick's life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.